Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Mike Gary, the all-pro defensive end. The acting legend is with us, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. How are you there, Fred?
How do you do? How you doing over there?
Oh, it's been a week. It's been really a great week.
Yeah.
Do you ever take your car in and get it worked on, and when they, you get it back, it's like not, it's worse than it was? That ever happened to you?
Let's see. No, it hasn't.
Really? Ever?
No.
In your storied career with that Volkswagen van you had and everything? Yeah, put new tires on the car.
I always thought it was a good idea to take it to someone where that wouldn't happen.
Now, you're the second person that's told me that. I went to the dealership. I went there, the Genesis. They had a special on tires. Never buy tires at a dealership, but their tires were cheaper than any other place that I had discount tires. Checked them all out. You bought three, you got one free. I'm going for this. It's good. And they say they do an alignment as part of that. I put the alignment in there, and I get in the car and I drive, and the car is like going, moving over to the left. And so I went ahead and I touched the steering wheel and I let it go, and it's like moving over into the left. And so I went ahead and called them back, and the guy said, well, when you put new tires on there, sometimes you got to drive it around a little bit to break them in. I said, Don, this is not a break. This is not.
Did you get his name?
Yes. He was like the new head of the security, the new head of the department. So he said, well, you should come in tomorrow. So I brought him in tomorrow. And I had a nice drive over here with David, the Lyft driver, into the CRN studio.
Yeah.
David was nice and talkative. And we had a nice little chat. He knows you.
No, he doesn't. I don't know any. I don't know any David.
Not personally, but he knows of you and wants to listen to the show.
Well, that's a big difference.
He was listening to KLOS Rock Radio, and I said, well, don't you listen to the talk? He said, I listen to different. I said, well, listen to Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. And he says, oh, I really like that. Fred from Hunter? I said, yeah, that's right, from Hunter.
Yeah.
The Rams, that's the guy. So he was the other guy that told me you should always go to a reputable place to get your alignment. And he said he's old school. He goes to a place where a guy does an optical. He says, and you're going to help me. And he puts a tape measure in the center of one tire, measures it to so many inches to the center of the other tire, and you hold it there, and he adjusts it. And this guy said, my tires never wear out with an optical.
Well,
there's
something you learn all the time.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Sorry, I hogged the show. We'll be back. Sorry.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game?
Yeah, that's right, too.
The all-pro defensive end, is
that's
that right?
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Acting legend, the icon.
It's written, written right down there at the bottom.
Yeah, everything there. Great stuff. I'm sorry, I just kind of jumped into the show. Did you want to talk about anything on the program?
No, I'm just here. Okay. I'm just here to try to figure out who I take my car and get tires
for. True. You and I had that adventure one night. We were coming back from Glendora, and the remember the car, the temperature gauge went up, and we had to pull into that service station over there and thought we had put water in there. And every time we'd go over like 60 miles an hour, the engine would heat up a lot, so we were driving home kind of slowly. Remember that?
That was a brand new car you had.
Remember that? Same. I think it was serviced at the same place.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you
about
your car things.
Get in the chat room. We're on Tiki Live, as always, and on Facebook Live here. We're on Twitter, Facebook. I mentioned Twitch, Periscope, Roku. I mentioned Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. We're on Sports Byline Radio, radio stations across the country, CRN Radio, and all the multiple platforms there at CRN, Amazon Echo, Google Home, all that.
Yep.
Channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM, and 967 if you have Sirius XM online. You can check it all out. A lot to talk about today. Big story, and I know you're a fan, Fred.
Oh.
It's the Farmer John hot dog is gone from Dodger Stadium.
Was it 50 years?
Oh, it's easily. You know what, Drysdale and Koufax back in the 60s, right? In the 60s?
Well, we should find out how long ago. Not that it matters. They're gone. A new management came in, and somebody had a great idea. It's like the Coca-Cola people saying, hey, let's change Coca-Cola.
Well, there was a story in the LA Times, and they're saying basically, they're not saying who's at fault here, but because they charge so much for TV rights and everything, obviously the baseball or the sports teams want to get as much money as they can. So somehow the Dodgers and Farmer John, formerly owned by the Clowerty Packing Company, now owned by Smithfield Foods, could not come to an agreement, and thus there's Dodger Dogs. The trademark is owned by Dodger Stadium, even though they didn't renew it in time, but now they have, because of this article here that was written in the Los Angeles Times, they're now are aware they have to get it renewed by October. Otherwise, they lose the rights to the term Dodger Dome.
Well, this is just like Spectrum TV. This is like the TV rights that they screwed around with and kept people from watching Dodger games here at home for the last three years.
So you think it's a Dodger problem? It could be either or. They didn't come to an agreement. Yeah. There was a big statue out there in the beyond center field that had a picture of the Dodger dog and everything, and they've ripped off the Farmer John on there. It still says Dodger dog, but no longer the Farmer John. And Vin Scully, he's been retired now. Can you believe this? 5 years, Vin Scully?
No.
Yeah, 5 years,
really?
And he was the one with Dodger, and Farmer John. It's all again. Farmer John hot dogs, Farmer John. And they used to be the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor, and no longer Dodger Stadium. And so Stan Kasten, who is running the whole deal there, he's having tasters come in and taste the hot dogs because whatever new hot dog he gets, he wants it to be similar to the Farmer John hot dog.
That would have been perfect for you.
I was thinking you and I would go there and do that. They're going to have the Dodger traditional.
You'd challenge the great Kobayashi.
You think so?
Yeah. How many Dodger dogs can Mike Horn eat?
I don't know. I couldn't eat that many. But they're going to have the traditional Dodger dog and then the Dodger dog. Probably be an all-beef dog or something like that. And so, Mike Gary thinks they should do the Hebrew National. I think those are delicious. I think we could do the Nathan's are very good.
Nathan's are good.
Yeah, right?
Well, those are the ones that snap when you bite into them.
Mm-hmm.
You want those.
I think Nathan's are Hebrew.
That's the
National.
Long Island Nathan dog.
Yeah. Do you know they're selling them? Here's a little fact for you national folks. Thursdays, from now till whenever they say no, in Coney Island at the Nathan's hot dog stand,
yep.
5 cents. That's the 1916 price. 5 cents for a Nathan's hot dog. Buy one regular priced items, you get a hot dog for 5 cents.
5 cents. That's a quality.
Thursdays.
That's a quality item right there. Can you imagine how
5 cents?
How much do you think it cost to make? They must have been making.
See,
you know how many they were making? They're probably making a million, and they get their prices down.
That's right. You sound like my old man. He said you can't make them for that much. Can't make them for 5 cents.
Yeah. How do they come out of that?
You buy something regular price, and then you get the 5 cent hot dog. And they're going to there's talking about 60 new locations in some sort of spring up stores around the country, maybe even some at Walmart. So you and I might have to go shopping at Walmart.
And maybe, yeah, that could be
pick
a good
up
idea.
Those Long Johns that we've
I
been looking
get some,
for.
Some silk Long Johns.
Why are you looking for Long Johns? Are you going somewhere cold or something?
No, but I use them as pajamas.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
That's
pretty nice.
It's a quality item. It's really light. It's like not having anything on,
Thanks for sharing with our audience, all of you listeners out there.
They're silk Long Johns.
Really?
Actually, the Rams, I got them from the Rams. The Rams used to give it to us because everybody, when the games got real, real cold, with cold weather,
yes,
then they would they wouldn't give you the cotton ones. They give you the Long Johns.
The flannel?
Made out of, well, the ones that are, the perforated cotton ones they wanted to make sure that you didn't overcompensate for the cold by wearing a lot of bulky stuff.
Yeah, so they...
So they gave you the real thin silk tops, and they were great. It's like having nothing on.
Really? And so you've recreated that mood as you sleep at night with these Long Johns that you get with. They have to be the silk style.
Well, I don't want to have to get dressed to go to bed.
Yeah, so why don't you just dive in there and sleep in kind of the all together?
Well, I don't. But
I like shorts and I like a T-shirt, and that's it.
The feet stick out of
the bed a little bit to catch a little cool
this.
Air.
I don't want to hear this.
It's good. The dog likes it. Lindy the dog sleeps.
You let the dog in there?
On the foot of the bed. She's down there. She
on
checks.
The foot of the
bed. Yeah, because she likes to look out to make sure nobody's coming in to attack me as my attack dog, and she wants to make sure I'm breathing regular at the same time. And if she has a little gas from a little too much food, it points my way, wakes me up.
And in the middle of the night, you'll hear, "Sorry, Mike. Sorry, I farted, Mike."
That's right. Well, it comes out like, "Bruff, bruff, bruff, farted. Bruff, 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 farted." That like kind of like that. That's how you know. You'll hear it sometimes. Yeah. She has done this before. She's only three, and when she does it.
She's got a lot of farting ahead of her.
It scares her. She sort of looks at her rear end after she does. She was like, what the heck was that?
Yeah, holy smoke, Mike. What happened? I really farted.
Well, we're carrying all the big sports shows. We've talked about Dodger Dogs, Farmer John's. No longer at Dodger Stadium.
Well, they're all connected.
Speaking of farts.
If you eat a lot of Dodger Dogs, buddy, you're farting.
You know, and here's the thing with COVID-19 now. Yep. You know how they used to have those dispensers at Dodger Stadium that's got the crank on them? They even put them at Costco's now where it's like a Gatling gun. You get a hold of that crank and they load them up with diced onions and you sort of shoot them out on the hot dog. I've seen people just really go really hoggish on that, loading up the hot dog. And I saw one guy at a Costco once with a pizza just cranking the onions on that thing like they were going out of style. I was like, save a few of those pellets for my hot dog. And they don't have those machines anymore because of COVID-19.
They don't?
The ketchup isn't available anymore.
What does that have to do with the virus?
Well, they don't want you to be everybody touching the same cranks and all that stuff.
Good God. I'm losing it. I'm really losing it.
And they were saying...
I'm serious. I'm not doing very well.
Those little packets of mustard and ketchup that you can never tear open. And the relish is the worst.
You got
a dollop of relish.
You'll definitely die if you eat one of those.
Exactly. So those things are in demand because people are using them up a lot now because they have to be individually handed out.
I'm so glad we have Biden as president. Have I told you that lately?
No, but I'll get that word out to all of our listeners for you.
He is just so... He prevents you having a negative thought about the virus.
Hopefully he'll be able to allow us to have a celebration on the 4th of July.
Yeah, family
He's gonna
included.
Let us know.
Yeah.
We'll announce it as soon as we hear it on the show. We hear about it. You, great listeners, are the next to know. Take a little break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here on CRN, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call
Provision enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Are back in the sports loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we're a big story that we kicked off there is the Dodger dogs at Smithfield Foods, who owns Farmer John now, gone. They could apparently they had problems in 2019, but they weren't selling hot dogs at Dodger Stadium last year because there's no crowds. You know, those cardboard figurines are pretty thin. They don't eat much. And so they weren't selling the hot dogs at Dodger Stadium. And so now they're not there in 2021. But Smithfield says they got a new deal. They have signed a sponsorship with the LAFC. Do you know what that is? The Los Angeles Football Club. It's a soccer team. I never heard of them until this story. And apparently they're going to sell tons of hot dogs to the crowds that are showing up for the LA Football Club.
Well, let's see now. They've dumped American baseball fans for the Euro-style soccer.
And they got the Dodger dogs going there now. And
yeah. We're introducing, they want to sell dogs. They want to sell these hot dogs around the world.
They do.
Soccer is the best way to do it.
We had them sponsoring Dick Sinclair's Polka Party for years when it was the Clarity Packing Company. And they sold so many hot dogs at Dodger Stadium. You know how many they sell like at one game?
Oh, a million.
That's a big loss for them not to cut a deal
with
the Dodgers.
They sell a million.
Easy, yeah. It's really something.
I have a friend of mine who goes there, and he just goes right up to the upstairs to the, merchandise level.
Yeah.
And sits there and looks at all the jerseys and all the baseball bats.
Oh, yeah,
and
that store
all the
up
stuff
there, top of the park.
And eats like five dogs.
And then comes back.
And then he comes back down and just starts blowing it out right next to me.
I don't want to hear about that.
You're going to. I have to tell you.
Thank you.
I tell you everything.
That's good. You and I share, and it's good. Let's check out with some of the fans here. James is saying, good afternoon, Fred and Mike from Phoenix. Kathy says, hi from Lawndale. Pam is saying, hello from Georgia. Bernard is in Ottawa. He's saying hi. He said, Fred, what position should the Rams address with their first pick for, when they have the NBA or the NFL draft? What do you think?
I think they ought to get an offensive lineman.
I think you're right.
Well,
yeah,
they should.
I think so. That'll maybe be the first that they'll go for. Good question.
And it's a very nice gesture to the new quarterback coming in from Detroit.
That's right. And Pamela wants to know what would be a good team for Trevor Lawrence to go to. Who would? Where should Trevor Lawrence go?
Who's that?
I don't know. Let us know who you're talking about there, Pam. Is Trevor Lawrence has been traded or something? Chris
Lawrence
in New York is saying hi. Here's the big story. We've gotten this story from a couple of people now. Pam sent in a picture, and Chris is saying from New York, Francis McDormand recently won the Academy Awards. Did you watch him, Fred? I know you love watching him.
No, I loathe that historical moment.
She had a role on an early episode of Hunter in 1985 called The Garbage Man. And yeah. Do you have a first impression on meeting her at all?
No, when she came onto the set, I asked her, I said, you look very cute. Are you the garbage man?
Well, here's the thing. You know, she got a lot of heat for the outfit she wore at the Academy Awards, and she won for Nomad, apparently, when she was going into homeless people and talking and that kind of stuff. And the Academy Awards were the worst. I watched a little bit at the beginning, you know, and I couldn't. I was with Cynthia and Rosemarie, and they even said, let's watch the Dodger game. They never watched the Dodger game. The Dodger game, and the Dodgers lost miserably in a come-from-behind victory from the Reds, and it still was better than watching any kind of Academy Awards.
Well, you can't watch that stuff.
Or the Padres. I think the Padres
beat
them.
You can't watch. They politicized the art form, and once you do that, guess what you have? You got government movies, government TV.
Now, Pam sent in a picture of Francis McDormand when she was on Hunter.
And
Mike Gerry got the picture of Frances McDormand winning the Academy Award as Best Actress this year. And she's wearing the same damn outfit. They're both, it's a, what was she wearing at the Academy Awards? It looked like a t-shirt that I bought at Tractor Supply, only it's long sleeve instead of the short sleeve shirt, and it's got no collar. And she just sort of pulled over. This is probably a 3X model, I think, from Tractor Supply.
She's an artist, and that's how they dress.
But when she was in Hunter, she was wearing the same kind of, but she had a collar on a little bit. She looked a little more formal.
I don't know.
In Hunter.
Yeah. Well.
Was she good, nice to work with, fun?
Yeah, of course. Sure. From what I remember, I mean, I don't know if I had a bunch of scenes with her or not.
Yeah.
But Frances there on the right. That was this last Sunday.
That was this last Sunday. Her third Oscar. She's won three now. What a superstar. And she had the role on as the Garbage Man was the episode in January of 1985. And the story, her character was Nina Sloan, according to Pam, who worked for the parole department. And in the final scene, she asked Hunter out on a date to eat chili dogs. And you...
Nathan's.
You happily accept, from what I understand.
I did, and once we got in the car, there was nothing but farting going on.
But there was the episode of the show. I mean, did they cut that out?
Right.
We didn't hear that in the actual episode.
It was the weekly Hunter fart special.
Frances McDormand is married in real life to a Minnesota native, Joel Cohn, of the famous Cohn brothers. I did not know that.
He's home busy engineering the explosion of downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, a lot of problems up there. You know, the Angels played there recently for the Twins, and they postponed all three games. It's terrible. Get back to normal here on this country of ours that we need.
And let me ask you a question.
Please.
If you're a young kid today and you drafted by Minnesota or Oregon.
Right.
Or you have to go to those states. Would you go?
I'd think about it before I'd go. I would think, what's going on?
From what I know.
You never can tell it's going to happen in any city anywhere because nobody's stopping it.
Well, I don't know.
They're allowing it just to happen.
Well, you just look at what liberal city you have and pick out your sports team and then...
You have a problem.
And then count backwards and then wait until some a van pulls up with Antifa...
And they start burning buildings down.
And they start torching everything in sight, including maybe your condo.
Yeah, see, that's not my cup of tea. I would really seriously think
about
it.
Yeah, of course.
I would before. Now, expansion is being talked about in Major League Baseball, but not seriously. They're just talking about fees they would charge. The Major League Baseball said they'd consider expansion fees in the range of $2.2 billion. So if you and I wanted to get a team together somewhere, Minnesota, wherever it might be, $2.2 billion just for starters, for new franchises. But there's no plans to add current teams.
Well,
they've
got
to
go the opposite way. They've got to deconstruct the league. They've got to cut four teams. They got to get rid of four teams.
Well, and this is articles talking about this. Commissioner Rob Manfred, he said, the company estimated the average Major League Baseball franchise was about $2.2 billion. The New York Yankees are at $6.75 billion, if you want to know that. And Rob Manfred said it repeatedly that they're not considering expansion until the Oakland Athletics and Tampa Bay Rays get new ballparks.
Oh, that's extortion.
And the Athletics have proposed a stadium in the Howard Terminal area of downtown Oakland. That's the Oakland A's doing that. And the Rays have said they would pursue splitting seasons between the Tampa Bay area and Montreal starting in 2028. Now, still, they're playing. They got their lease expired at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. And you got... Toronto, they're not even playing in color in Canada because they can't be playing games in Canada.
Yeah, I'm out of those. If I'm on one of those franchises, I'm out.
You
see
just
you
get
later.
Rid of it?
No, just tell them, hey, look, I'm no longer going to be a part of this. I'm not going half the season to Montreal and half the season here in the Tampa Bay. It's not going to happen for me. So let's sit down and get me out of here. The other thing else is that how can they have the guts, and that's what it is, fortitude, intestinal fortitude, Mike Warren. How can they have the guts to charge $2.5 billion for an expansion team in the face of one of the owners who owns the Houston Oilers, I mean the Houston Rockets, or
Houston Astros.
The Houston Astros.
One of those.
One of the
it's
Astros.
One of those teams in Houston.
One of those teams in Houston.
Yeah.
And,
Houston Football
and
Club,
for,
soccer team.
For literally, purposely cheating for the World Series.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a part of that investment group?
Yeah, and not dealing with it. You're absolutely right. You come in as a new franchise. Oh, here's my $2.2 billion. Oh, by the way, you know we're going to let the Houston cheat and steal signs, and they're going to win the World Series. But we'll take your $2.2 billion.
Yeah, and so nobody seems to care about that. They still don't, and they're not going to. I mean, I'm being facetious, certainly. But you've got new people coming in saying, I want to be a part of this club. I wouldn't want to be a part of this club.
No. And just you see this little twinkle in my eye because this is really going to frost you. Because when Rob was talking here on Tuesday, he said Major League Baseball made the correct decision on April 2nd.
Yes.
I want to wait till you suck up some of that coffee.
Go ahead.
To relocate the All-Star game from Atlanta's Truist Park over the league's objections to changes to the Georgia voting laws. And he said that was the right decision to make. And he says, we were injected into a very politicized situation. I think we did the right thing. We thought our players were going to be in an extraordinarily difficult situation given how politically charged it was. And we think the decision we made will actually be player protective. BS here, Rob. You made it a political
he
situation.
He doesn't understand what this whole thing's about. They changed the voting aspects for the people in Georgia to make sure that they would get to vote.
Exactly. To make it fair. He made it political. By him leaving, he made it political. He just would have shut up and played his game where he was supposed to play and just keep it out of it.
Well, he's gutless. This guy's a weasel, and he's gutless. And you see how he handles the Houston Rockets.
And the Astros. We'll be back with more in the sports lounge.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Thank you.
Check it out, and he will. We'll get to the emails here in this segment, along with some other great things for you, too, since we have a lot of things to talk about here on the show, including some of the comments that are in on our Facebook Live chat room that are going down here. Paul says, how much effort did it require to take down the juice as an O.J. Simpson after he received a handoff from Steve DeBerg? How much did it take? What did it require there, Fred?
Not much.
Next question. Okay, there you go.
Not much, neighbor Paul.
There you go, neighbor Paul. Nikki says, hi from Nebraska. She thinks the show is funny. We got Bruce, who's he is there saying hello. And Nikki is saying she enjoys Hunter. She's been catching every episode that she can possibly find.
Thank you very much.
She loves that show. I do, too. It's great. It's on Peacock, by the way.
What show's that?
Your show, Hunter, is on Peacock app. And you don't have to pay money to get it. It's free. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence, just so you know, we were talking, he's the quarterback for Clemson, of course, and in the NFL draft. And is he going anywhere?
He's already committed to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so that's one of the reasons that the new coach chose to take the job is because they had the first pick in the draft. So anyway, they got this kid coming in. He's supposed to be great. They think he's going to be a starter right away and help the team. And
should be good. We'll see.
He's down there in Clemson, South Carolina, and the team's in Jacksonville. So he's got that southern contingency there that are rooting for him. You know,
that's it.
Yeah.
Ingrid said the volume is low tonight. I think we're talking normal, but we had a big outage in Southern California in the Los Angeles area. There was a huge problem with cell phones and the internet, and there was like a spike that came through and knocked everything off the air.
Was that yesterday?
Right, you experienced it, right?
I experienced it. My the Andy Griffith Show that I was watching every day got blown right off the TV screen.
Opie was playing with matches again. I told that kid.
Yeah, Pa.
You know?
Gee, Pa.
Howard at the he had a problem over there at the hair cutting shop. Andy, sit here. You know, Howard.
He was good.
Or was it Floyd? It was Floyd.
You know, Floyd in real life had a stroke.
Yes, he did later on in his life.
And they did a lot of stuff. You could see it in some of the later shows.
Yeah.
Where you would hear his voice, "Oh, hey, Andy." And then you cut to him, he'd be already sitting down. They didn't want him to walk around.
Yeah.
He couldn't walk around.
Well, there you have it.
He was good, that guy.
Thanks for pointing that out. When I watched the Andy Griffin episode.
Ruins 50 years of.
All right, let's see what else. So the real question from Nikki, she said, and this is since that we talked about the Frances McDormand Hunter episode, do you, Fred Dreyer, still enjoy chili dogs?
I never liked chili dogs.
So they said that in the episode, but you guys didn't really have a chili dog.
Well, we may have had, you know, on the set.
Yeah.
But none of us ate any of them.
I didn't have that. Okay.
I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't believe so, Mike.
All right. I just wanted
to find out. Don't hold me to it.
I'm not going to hold you to it. But I had another story here for you. Oh, by the way, the Carolina Panthers have traded quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Do the Denver Broncos have any kind of a quarterback? Is Bridgewater going to help them? What do you think?
They're still going to draft a quarterback.
That's what I'm thinking. They said that they are still looking
for it's like anything. It's like pitchers. You know, you can never have enough quarterbacks in the National Football League because you can see how easy it is to dump a couple of them, and then you're stuck.
Look at the Dodgers' bullpen. They had this good, keep trading for pitchers. How many pitchers do they want? Now they can't find anybody to throw a strike out of that bullpen. No, it's very tough.
They don't know what they're doing.
I heard that Eric Kiros, former Dodger great, who's now on Fox Sports and FS1 and all the network there and does the games, and he's a nice guy, and he was on with those guys you like to listen to in the Southern California, and they were saying, he says, it's really not a problem. With the Dodgers right now, it's still too early in the season and everything. I'm saying, not a problem. Not a problem. Two words. Jimmy Nelson, that relief pitcher that's got this beard that comes off like it's the Forge ski lift in Fox River Grove, Illinois. It looks like you could start from the nose and just shoot down that beard that sits out to about here and jump off that thing. I would shave that beard. I'd say, look, Jimmy, if you can't get a strike, I'm going to take parts of that beard off. If I was a catcher and they brought him in, I'd say, please take me out too, Skip. I got to get out of here because I can't catch the balls.
Would you actually
everywhere.
Waste a trip out to the mound?
I would say take me out also because I'm not going to catch this guy.
Would you turn to your bench coach and say, know something? That's it. I've had it. Where are you going, Skip?
Yeah.
I have had it. And have Dave walk out and you'll have him all mic'd up and he'll say, Jimmy, get into the showers and get rid of that beard right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And also, you know, if you want to have a little more respect, just like they named Oral Hershiser Bulldog, you know, Tommy Lasorda did that, don't have the name Jimmy Nelson. You got two syllables and two syllables. It's Jim Nelson. Come on. It's like Nelson coming out instead of Jimmy. As soon as you say Jimmy, the pass is going to Jimmy's coming up. I'm going to just trash this baseball.
Is that what? What?
I'm sorry, I've had a little too much coffee on the show today.
Sure that's all you had?
Well, it's this new cup that keeps it hot, so I drink the whole thing.
Oh, the cup.
Yeah, the cup does it.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here? The Braves are looking. They play in Georgia still. I don't think Rob Manfred has moved them out of there. But why not, Rob, as long as you move the All-Star game, why not? Here's an idea for you, Rob Manfred.
Move
the Braves
out of
Georgia.
I was mentioning this before.
Please take the floor.
Would somebody say to me, Fred, we're going to let you buy into the Major League Baseball for $2.2
billion,
and Manfred's going to be the guy making the decisions?
Yep.
And I'm going to say Pasadena.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
You want to be in Pasadena with the franchise?
I wouldn't give you 10 cents for one of those franchises.
That's right.
With this jackass calling the shots.
Terrible.
This guy's an idiot.
So here's what the Braves are doing, though. They say by May 7th, they may have 100% capacity. And I think they should. Stick it to Rob Manfred. Just pack the people in.
I don't see why the – well, here's
the deal.
Come
on, you're outdoors.
You can't prevent – franchises from making money, can you? Doing their best.
They're trying to.
They're doing their best, aren't they? Well, here's what you do. You just simply say, make an announcement, and you pick a date. May 15th, we're opening up, we're selling 100,000 seats.
Yes.
Whatever your capacity is.
You got it.
And we're going back into business. I don't care what Manfred says. We're going to sue Manfred and the league if you try to keep us from earning our money back after we paid $2.2 billion for these franchises.
Exactly. And here's another one for you, Fred, because this is another story. Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox, they've been doing really well, playing very good baseball. Fenway Park has hosted baseball games, football games, an outdoor NHL game, soccer games, Harlem Globetrotters concerts, an elephant party for Franklin Roosevelt's final campaign speech in 1944. There was a vaccination site for COVID-19. Now, it's going to host a series of high school graduations. Genius.
Brave, great.
Genius.
Good idea.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Leave it to Boston, I'm telling you.
Hey, it's entrepreneurship. You know, the manager of the Red Sox never came up with that idea.
No.
And neither did the owner. Neither did the manager.
Alex Cora is too busy sending vibrations
out. Neither did the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Too busy. Alex Cora was too busy cheating on that franchise and screwing the Dodgers out of that World Series title.
Wait till they call the names of these kids, come up and get a diploma.
That'd be great.
And they're going to start banging the drum out there in center field.
And somebody from the ass would come and go, I think it's a fastball. Okay. Yeah. So Bruce wrote to you here. We got some emails. Says, Mr. Dreyer, I loved you at Hunter. I think you need to remake it again. And listen to this.
Oh.
With you having a son or a nephew. And I think I could play the role of your eldest son.
Of my son. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. And
what is that? Somebody likes that idea. Somebody is vibrating
that's
that.
El vibrato.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm telling you, that came through loud and clear. I heard that.
I don't know what that was.
Thank you, Lord. It came down from above. Jesse is saying, here's the thing. French actor Yves Renoir. Is that his name? Renoir?
Yeah.
And he made your voice. He dubbed your voice.
I met that guy, by the way.
And he also did Crocodile Dundee and James Woods and Vampire and Face. He did that. He was the voice dubbing expertise. He passed away, I guess, here. He died on... Thank you, Lord. Sorry, we're getting some kind of comments coming in. So, So you were popular in France. It was a big show in France.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Oh, Mr.
They used to say that we used to get free rides over there for 10-day trips for just to come on over and have a great time. I got to see La Défense, a great part of the downtown Paris scenery, and we got to see. You know, all the great things that you would imagine that come with being in Paris, France, and the countryside. We had, they gave us, I must say, they gave us, which I wasn't prepared for, and I hate it, goose livers. You like goose livers, ladies and gentlemen? this stuff will drive you out. It'll drive you to Kentucky is what it'll do.
Did you go to China and ever have some of those big dinners?
My Lord.
Okay,
it was just unbelievable. So here's what we did.
What'd you do?
The woman came by and goes, we have some beautiful pâté for you, Mr. Dreyer. I said, okay, fine, great. Just put it down there. And they put it down.
Yeah.
And there it was laying there on the plate. It looked like it was moving. So I poked it with a fork and then realized I got the idea.
Yeah.
I'll take it and I'll put this pâté in the flower pot that was down next on the floor next to our table. So I dumped all of this pâté into the flower thing.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
Here comes the dog of the restaurant.
Oh, no.
The dog comes over and sniffs it out and drags it out. And so he's eating the pâté. And I'm getting sick anyway because he's slopping it up.
No.
And so I'm looking at him and I'm asking him, please stop. Stop eating the pâté. Stop eating it. And then and so he drags it out and he lays it on the floor and then walks away from it. So the woman who brought us the pâté on a nice plate to begin with, the plate was like 700 years old. So he brought the pâté out I don't know how she didn't see it.
But
we grabbed it, and then dog came by again, and we pushed it down his throat. So we got rid of that pâté, and she comes out and sees the plate and says, you love the pâté. We'll get more for you now. And I said, no, don't get more. I don't want more. I want less. No, I've got a ball game to play later on tonight. And so here it comes. Sure enough, here comes another plate of pâté, and the dog was too full to help us out.
That was something else. That's good.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so Lou says, evening, Fred. Hope all is well. A fan of yours here in Ottawa, Canada. One simple question. Why the odd ending to the show? I truly thought Stephanie would be in on the last one called Keep Safe. Remember that the episode there is simple? The odd ending to the show. He says, I truly thought Stephanie would be in the last one.
I don't know what.
In the last episode of the show, I guess. Meaning, your last season, you didn't have Stephanie in there? You thought that she would come back in the last episode?
No, I don't think that's right. I don't know what...
Explain more to us, Lou. We'll answer your question next week, and we'll have more questions right after this.
Yeah,
stay with us.
That's right.
In the Sports Lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Yes, we're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Nikki says, hello, Fred Dreyer.
Hi, Nikki.
Hope you're doing well. My name is Nikki from Lincoln, Nebraska. I wanted to write and let you know I appreciate watching your show, Hunter. I recently came across it. I'm hooked. See, new listener.
We get a lot of people who get hooked on that show, by the way. So I find myself
enjoying every episode. I'm hoping I find a box set of Hunter so I can catch every episode. I must ask, do you have a favorite episode?
You know, I've got about five of them that I think stand out because of storyline and performance.
Name one. Anyone in particular?
God, I'll think of it before we go off the air.
Okay. And she says, I really enjoy the charm you brought to Rick Hunter. The cars always Hunter drove were always perfect and made me smile. Thank you for providing your email on CRN, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's great hearing what you have to say. I will have to tune in and try to catch you live. If you ever stop through Nebraska, I'd love to shake your hand. P.S. Just for fun, are you a cat or a dog person?
I'm equally split down the middle. Depends on what kind of dogs they are. I don't necessarily like long-haired dogs or cats.
Did you ever think about coaching or managing a football team ever? It's a question that
came when out. When I was still playing football, I was asked to consider that, but I had other things I had to do, I guess, at the time.
Also, they're saying they love your honesty on the chili dogs. And Pam says in the first season of Hunter, you were eating junk food all the time. But then later on, she says the food started to reflect the real Fred Dreyer diet, more healthful things. Is that true?
Sure.
That's our show.
You bet.
If you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. We read the emails every week here on the show, and you send those emails to Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com, like Communication Radio Network, CRNTalkTLK.com, Fred Dreyer, CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Yes, I always appreciate this time of the show when I get to thank our great listeners. You've been fabulous and very loyal, and we thank you. We'll see you next time.
See you next week. Have a great week, everybody.